So I have the unique task of presenting and moderating the session. So hopefully I will not trample on that too hard and do what I would normally do and talk too much. Good luck. Good luck. It says, my name is Garrett Lyles. I'm at California State University, Chico, or Chico State. And I'm going to basically talk about my perspective on many of the things that we've already seen today and some of the techniques and some of the things that have been talked about today. But my kind of short couple years stint of trying these things out firsthand and seeing some of the responses that I get from my students. So I'm always looking for something punchy, so dirty hands equal an active mind. So I want to start with a basic question. Like, what's your first memory of soils? Right? Is it like my children, you know, my daughter who's now 7 and my boy who's 3.5, they're going to have soils ingrained in them. They already know what soil is and they talk about soil, which is very exciting. I don't have that same memory. I remember, you know, playing with, you know, maybe a French fry cup and dirt, like literally, you know, and that kind of stuff. But what's your first memory? Like, I have a variety of them. Most of the memories that we're going to produce for students are of the bottom type, right? Their first experience of being out in the field and seeing soil and touching it and trying to build some perspective that's not abstraction, right? Because many of my students express to me that it's a challenge, right? What you're talking about, a figure, it's two-dimensional. What does that mean? You know, when they don't really know what soil is and why it and how it functions. Compound that with the fact that most of the students that we're going to teach are increasingly unconnected to soil or unconnected to farms or unconnected to landscapes. They're coming from urban environments and they're really eager to learn about soils, but they don't have that backlog of experience. They haven't seen a backhoe pit or dug a hole, right? So that's our job, right? That's our job as educators, is to position our students for success by introducing them to these things and making it clear to them that soils are important and that they're dynamic and they're interesting. And then when we go back to tell them about the details, hopefully they'll have something to stick that information onto, right? And the other piece, and this is more germane to the whole session, is our goal is to try to get the word out beyond our community and beyond the students that are already in soils. So how do we amplify the importance of soils? Well, we do that by building an army of very engaged citizen scientists that are going to go out and share this wonderful thing about soil science. So how do we get them there, right? As I said before, it's all about exposure, right? Most of the presentations today, you know, said we take them out in the field a few times, which is great, right? They have to. But soils are kind of a conundrum in some ways, right? They're this physical system, you know, three-phase, solid, liquid, gas, integrating, atmosphere, hydrosphere, geosphere, biosphere, but they're also very abstract, right? They're below ground. We don't see them. Most people think of soils as maybe the surface, but none of the properties, none of the processes. So how do you do that, right? Well, obviously, you can't do that without direct experience, right? You have to know and see and feel and hold an aggregate and see a worm crawl out of it to understand that, right? So we have to give that to them very, very quickly. I want to point out, as the Purdue speaker spoke, was about graphics and images. So there's an image that a student in my class drew couple years ago. It's framed in my office now, right? Because it's so cool. And he nicely connected all those pieces and took that abstraction and brought it into something that's very tangible and interesting. So it really starts out with not going in the field week 3 or 4, but the first lab, right? Take them out the first day of class, the first lab. Get them out there. And as I say here, have them demonstrate, if we want to show aptitude, have them figure out which end of the shovel works. Right? How do you dig a hole and what comes out of the hole, right? And this can be done on your campus. This can be done on your farm or a facility. Ours is, we have a really wonderful teaching farm. And so I just have them go into this arboretum area and break up into groups. And they go dig holes under grass and under a tree and under kind of land uses or different types of situations. And then we obviously bring them back and lay them out and they can start to observe for themselves that soil is not soil is not soil. It varies across the landscape. This is also very important from my perspective as an instructor because I'm putting myself out there and I'm letting them know that I'm there for them and I'm demonstrating, I'm doing it for them. I'm on my knees showing them and digging things out of the hole and giving them some understanding that it's about work and it's about engagement, right? The other piece that's really critical is this is how you start building that collaborative foundation in your class, right? Because what you want by the end of the semester is for those students to work together actively and you want them to do it in a very low low fear, low threshold, right? You want them to trust each other and learn from each other, right? And be able to share experiences, which is really important. And obviously that would be success. This lab also, I have a backhoe pit right there, and we go, and I'm in the pit for an hour, you know, showing them what's going on, what's there, why, telling them all kinds of funny stories, right? And I want to stress that, you know, so much in academia, we want things to be solitary. Labs are you do the lab and you turn it in, it's your work. But it shouldn't be. It should be communal, right? It's something that we all share. We want to share the joy of soils all the time. So that's something that these early exposures and an environment where you want students to work together, that's really where it comes. So the other piece of this is really based on reflection. And how do you get students to reflect? Not just answer, but how do you get them to actively engage in what they did in a way that they're going to hopefully make those connections and those linkages at each turn. This is a quote from a reflective essay that I do at the end. I do reflections after each lab, and then I do a more cumulative reflection at the end. And this is a comment from a student. I remember walking up to the pit and how this opened my eyes to soils. Dr. G gave the entire presentation from the pit. This only scratched the surface of what we learned, but it provided a symbolic message to the rest of the term. Being in the hole below the students the entire time created a feeling that he viewed the students as equals. This was a crucial part of me learning, having an appropriate, approachable professor that was not intimidating, and so on, right? So not only giving them the information, but letting them know that it's okay. Like, you're there to help them, and you want to be a resource. So this semester, I started doing this each week, right? So I went from a traditional lab notebook, where they would replicate the method and tell me what the results were, to a more journal format. So an online journal where I give them some basic guidance, introduction, what do we do, what are some observations and some conclusions. And I stress that they should photo document and things like that. And I really want them, and I tell them, my goal for you is not to tell me what we did, but what did you observe? And how did that stick in your head? What questions did it generate? You know, and how do you do that? And I'm already iterating through this approach, and we can talk about that later. But you want them to be creative, right? We're still stuck on rubric, right? They need to know how to work to the rubric, as opposed to being emboldened almost to be able to create and be creative. And for us to be impressed, for us to be willing to grade that. And here's just a couple of examples. Here's one that from this semester where this first student, Lauren, you know, she got me and her take, you know, collecting samples. There's me in the pit talking. You know, it's not about me, but I'm a character in this show, right? And then another student that pulled in a collage. And each week, this other student puts together this really cool collage and tells me about what happened. Really, really great creative activity. And so here's the conclusion from Lauren's. I left the lab with more knowledge than I arrived with, which I think is the ultimate goal for every single lab we will complete throughout the semester. We learned about the history of the university farm, soil characteristics, horizons, microbes, snot, and much more. Viewing different samples of soil gave the entire class a good idea of what to expect, both in evaluation and then what we were going to get into, right? So both reflective comments from students gave you that perspective. Wow, this set the stage. And then in my class, when I teach, I leverage that hard. I'm always saying, remember when, remember when, remember when, remember when. We were in the field, we saw this, we did that, right? And then I can go in, and when I grade these, I can pick out all the slides from this show besides the selfies are from my students' work, right? And so I can talk with them and engage them directly over the things that they produced. So I can extend this out, and I do this in a basic farm tour. So we have a great farm that's got annuals, perennials, nut crops, pastures. So we just do a farm tour with a tractor, and we get out and we look at the interaction between land use and soil properties. And it's so graphic and so visual, and the students pick up on it very nicely, right? They see what land use, both management and vegetation, does to soil. And so you could do this anywhere. This really is something that is a graphic thing that students can pick up. And same kind of idea. Our first activity, I touched the soil that was cultivated and in different management practices. The row crop smelled and felt like death. There was no life to be found in the soil. There were no bugs, no roots. The soil was lacking life. On the other hand, our organic vegetable project that we have felt alive. In fact, it was because there were plant roots, insects, worms, and then obviously clearly land management affects soil quality, right? Great perspective, right? That's stuck in that person's head for the rest of their life, and every time they go look at soil, they're going to think, what's happening there? Why? Okay? So the other piece of this that's really nice is my first memory of Soil Lab was going to the back of the classroom and opening up a black bucket of dry sieve soil and weighing out some and doing some chemical analysis on it, right? So these tours allow you to collect samples that the students process and use in lab, right? Instead of, of course we like to have 5 orders or 8 orders of soil and all these different variations so they can see that. But in this case, they get to track their piece and they get to be a part of it. And they get to hold aggregates and touch aggregates and see porosity and all these things that you don't get when you just get a spoonful of soil out of a container, right? So more of the same. Me on my knees, students doing it, everybody's getting a rep, right? And then we're able to cross the lab over where we do the paraffin wax bulk density and our compliant cavity bulk density that we collected in the field. So they start to think about how there's different ways of doing things depending on what your system is and what your objective are. Quickly, I extend this into more project-based classes. So this semester we went out, we working with FMS, the facilities folks on campus, and we went out to the university baseball stadium to look at turf management, and we got a presentation from the turf management guy. And then a week later, he's like, hey, come sample soil. So we went back and we sampled soils of all the sports complexes, sent them in for analysis, and now we have data and we're producing a nutrient management plan for the turf on campus. And we're using nutrient management planning as like the general theme in the soil fertility class. So I haven't gotten the monoliths in class yet, but I want to bring that in next semester when I'm teaching soil genesis, is that the class will collect a monolith and work through the process of developing that and getting it ready. And really using that not just for the exercise, but to get those students to appreciate their legacy at that institution and what that's going to mean later when they come back or another student gets to, they get to realize that monolith's going to be meaningful to someone else in the future. In this example, was out of class, but we went out and characterized it. The students collected it, and I stayed away, right? They did it. And then Suzette, my star undergrad, helped me set the monolith. And in this case, it just so happened that there was a faculty art show notice. So we did our monolith a bit different. We painted it up. It came out of a sheep pasture, so we got some sheep and a farmer and some fake grass. And along the side, there's some questions like, feel my texture. Half of my volume is voids and things like that. And it's hanging up in the administration building right now as a faculty art exhibit, right? So amplifying the benefits of soil. Okay, so last one. So I'm not going to say this is why I changed my intro class to fall, but my intro class is now in the fall, and this is one of the nice benefits. So Christmas ornaments, right? The way this started was I taught soil genesis my first semester, and we basically took all the soils we collected on our field trips, and we processed them up in a way that we were able to use them to make Christmas ornaments with different colors, different textures, and things like that. And now it's become the last lab of the intro class. Hey, we're going to make Christmas ornaments. Bring your best cookie cutter, and we're going to make something that you're going to have for a long time, and it's going to have texture, and it's going to have color, and it's going to be something that will always remind you of how important it is. So I can't believe it. I actually have time. I'll have time for questions. Can't believe that it actually turned out that way. But the take-home messages really are about reflection, right? Like focusing on reflection and letting your students know that that's probably more important than anything. Because how do they learn? They learn by thinking about what they thought about as opposed to learning it that day, right? And really stressing that. And stressing that that's going to be a part of their career. They're going to have to take notes. They're going to have to observe the interactions they have with vendors, growers, all those kinds of people, and they're going to have to document that, right? If they're the secretary of their professional organization, it's a newsletter or what have you. I challenge students to be curious, right? Be passionate and be creative. The creativity part, I think, is undersold. Like, we really need to let them know that it's okay for them to express themselves. And then be humble. Like, be a leader. We all have to lead. We're not just there to teach them, but we need to them to see our passion in the subject matter and realize that that's why we're into soils and they should be in soils as well. And then shout out to Susan Marshall. So the upper division version of what we're talking about was a recent soilibration that we had where Susan's class came over to our rangeland and her students got to see the incredible diversity of soils at our university rangeland. So with that, I thank you for your attention.